It's been a long, lonely spring for Harvey Carl. Because of the coronavirus threat, the 83-year-old widower has been a virtual shut-in at his Oak Park home, with only a rare quick trip out for groceries.
I'm at home. I've been at home for almost 3.5 months now. Yeah, so it gets a little bit boring.
Carl's meals have included things which are easy to fix, like cereal and canned food. But this week, he became part of what's called the Great Plates Delivered program. It's a new state effort which feeds senior shut-ins and at the same time helps financially troubled restaurants stay in business.
Great Plates is a program developed to meet two separate needs. Obviously, first and foremost, we want to feed older adults and provide the much-needed nutrition to these most vulnerable populations. But it's also a program designed to help support local businesses and bring staff back to restaurants that are locally owned and get them up and running.
Jeanette Horegi is with the Ventura County Area Agency on Aging.
There's three meals provided for each day. The delivery is very per site, but each individual is supplied, you know, three meals per day. And these are high-quality restaurant meals, and they meet nutritional needs.
Participating restaurants in the county delivered three fully prepared meals a day. They're all prepackaged and delivered at the same time to minimize contact. Brent Stelly in Westlake Village is one of the latest restaurants to join the program.
For example, some of the things we did, oatmeals with berries, we did some scrambled eggs, ham steak, and home fries. Those are some of the breakfasts. We're also doing like a waffle with turkey bacon and scrambled eggs. And then lunch, we're doing anything turkey sandwiches. We're doing cob salads, wraps. Some examples of dinner are like meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and corn, chicken breast.
Mark Hernandez is one of the partners at Brent's Deli. He says the program is a huge help for the popular restaurant, which, like many, has been struggling since the start of the coronavirus crisis.
We've been able to stay open. Unfortunately, we had to lay off about half our staff about 6 weeks ago. We're surviving. We're not thriving. And this has been a great help. I'm really excited about it. It's growing. I mean, we started off with 27 orders, then the next set were 35, then we're doing 47. And then next week, it's at 65.
The state program is currently set to run through June 10th. It's expected the federal government and the state will pick up more than 90% of the costs. The program allocates up to $66 a day for the three meals, including delivery. The Great Plates effort is specifically focused on those most at risk.
Eligibility requirements include individuals who are 65 or older, also individuals who are 60 to 64 years old, who either have an underlying health condition. They maybe have COVID-19 or have been exposed to COVID-19 because they live with someone who might have tested positive. So those are the primary requirements. In addition, there are income requirements.
Jeanette Horegi with the Ventura County Area on Aging says with the addition of Great Plates, they now have three programs serving about 14,000 seniors in the county. That's more than triple the past number. They've had a long-running program where people can go get meals, and in addition to the new Great Plates effort, they've added a food pantry program.
Since the COVID-19 crisis began, the agency, the VCAAA, has served more than 340,000 meals to individuals throughout Ventura County.
Mark Hernandez with Brent's Deli says it feels good to help those in a community which has supported the Westlake Village restaurant for so long.
This is just really nice to be able to do it, and especially now. We're all this together, but us taking care of each other, and we've seen so much support from our customers, loyal customers, so it's nice to be able to give back in some way.
An 83-year-old Harvey Carl of Oak Park says it's nice to eat something better than food out of a can or a box.
Absolutely delicious, good quality food. I'm so happy to be the benefactor of this wonderful program.
Does it beat your home cooking? Or
you have no idea. I was never a good cook.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.